Recorded Books presents Truth Like the Sun by Jim Lynch, narrated by Richard Poe and directed by Jane Kramer. The author begins with two epigraphs. The first is a quote from Murray Morgan, the author of Century 21, The Story of the Seattle World Fair, 1962. As the hot dog stands were removed, the permanent buildings of the Civic Center, the dream behind the dream of the fair, took their planned relationship. Something permanent, something beautiful had been created. Something to build on. The second quote that begins this novel is from Fred Moody, the author of Seattle and the Demons of Ambition. "I started believing that Seattle in the latter half of the 20th century was a nexus, a magic confluence of physical and temporal forces, a place and time where lives were changed more dramatically and more for the better than anywhere else on earth." And now, Truth Like the Sun.
Chapter 1. April 21st, 1962. This is when and where it begins, with all the dreamers champagne drunk and stumbling on the head of the needle. Look back further all you want, but this renaissance starts right here, when the dreamers get everyone to take one long gawk at this place. Look, just look at this brash metropolis, surrounded by postcard summits and all that boat-loving water. Up here in the dark, 500 feet above it all, downtown looks like it's on fire again. Though it's just showing off this time. Flaunting cheap hydropower. Everyone flipping on their lights to greet the world. All those bulbs straining to make the city look bigger than it actually is.